Senator Durbin is the number two Democrat in the U.S. Senate. This makes him the assistant leader of the Senate and the Senate Majority Whip. So when he announced via Twitter that he had tested positive for COVID, his colleagues were a bit shaken, especially since this is the third time he had the virus in the past year. Durbin is vaxxed and boosted, and he says he's experiencing only minor symptoms. In his tweet, the senator wrote that he is disappointed to miss critical work in the Senate, like the debate and vote on the National Defense Authorization Act. He also said that he will follow CDC guidelines and quarantine at home while he works remotely. Working remotely means only that he can confer with staff and colleagues from home. He cannot be in the Capitol complex for committee hearings or votes, since Senate rules do not allow for remote or proxy voting. Presently, Democrats hold a 51-49 majority in the Senate, not exactly razor-thin, but certainly thin enough for the party to become concerned about whether it can pass any legislation on the floor. Senator Durbin also serves as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's the committee that recently sent a Supreme Court ethics bill to the full Senate for a vote. And as chairman of that committee, he would be responsible for directing the floor debate. And then there's this. Both the House and the Senate are scheduled to go out of town at the end of this week for the entire month of August. So Senator Durbin won't be missing just a week. He'll be missing a whole lot more. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, Illinois Newsroom.